Why, you beady-eyed! The Upper Room!
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome in, folks, to another funky, fresh edition, the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. It is Saturday, and you know what we do on Saturday. It's all about having fun. It's all about making you grin and giggle before you get to the club. But tonight, no exceptions. Tonight, it is Crazy Question Saturday. Oh, my God, this is going to be crazy. We're going to ask you some outlandish questions, right? And we want answers. And don't try to wiggle in the middle. Just give us straight-up answers. You have either choice A or choice B. Make your decision and live with it. Plus, you know, we keep you updated when it comes to weather. We have the old school Get Hype song. And since it is Valentine's Day weekend, all weekend long, folks, we're playing love songs. Oh, yeah. So during the break, we're going to take you back down memory lane. We have weather updates for you just in case you're living out there on the East Coast. God bless you. And we have a news update coming to you in a matter of seconds. And plus my world-famous three-minute commentary. And don't ask me what the hell I'm talking about today because I really and truly don't know what's going on in three-minute commentary. You be the judge. All right, folks, it is time to get it going. Put your seatbelts on. 347-850-1272. It is the J. Rouse Show Saturday edition. T.O., are you ready to get this party started? Are you ready to get this party started? T.O., are you ready to get this party started? Right.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. More problems are emerging at the site of a major toxic spill into North Carolina's Dan River. Paul Brown reports state officials now worry that a second pipe could fail under the Duke Energy coal ash dump where the last spill occurred.
North Carolina's Environmental Agency says that video taken inside a second drain pipe under the dump at a now-closed Duke generating plant reveals big gaps that could let in contaminated water. The state wants a plan from Duke within 10 days on how the company will eliminate the danger. Duke says it is already plugging a larger pipe that broke and spilled coal ash on February 2nd. A federal criminal investigation was announced shortly after that spill. Environmentalists charge Duke has flouted laws for years as state regulators looked the other way. Duke says it is reviewing its handling of coal ash everywhere it operates. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
The second round of Syrian peace talks has ended without making any progress. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
The final meeting lasted just 27 minutes. At its close, the UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, emerged looking uncharacteristically tired and dejected. He had hoped to be able to announce an agenda and a date for a third round of talks. Instead, he found himself apologizing to the people of Syria.
I'm very, very sorry, and I apologize to them, but on these two rounds, we haven't helped them very much.
The sticking point was discussion of a transitional government. Although this was always supposed to be on the agenda, Syrian government representatives have resisted, making the opposition suspect, Mr. Brahimi said, that there was never any intention to talk about it.
The BBC's Imogen Folks. The Turkish parliament has approved a plan to tighten the government's grip on Turkey's judiciary. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's administration proposed the bill after several of his allies were arrested in a corruption scandal. Erdogan says the corruption charges are the result of a judiciary that's been infiltrated.
Another round of snow is making its way into the northeast as much of the East Coast continues to dig out from the latest winter blast this week. New England is expected to be the hardest hit. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says people should be prepared for the possibility of losing power.
Because of the wind conditions and the weight of the snow, the expected weight of the snow, we are also anticipating power outages. People should prepare for this by making sure they have batteries, water.
The National Weather Service says 10 to 14 inches of snow is expected in eastern Massachusetts and parts of Rhode Island. North Carolina officials are giving Duke Energy Company 10 days to come up with a plan to fix another potentially leaky pipe. One of the company's drain pipes collapsed more than a week ago, causing a massive toxic spill. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Remember the song Dreaming by Vanessa Williams? I am dreaming. Remember that song? Well, actually, Vanessa Williams didn't write that song originally. A group by the name of Gwen wrote that song. And actually, to me, their version sounds a lot better than Vanessa Williams' version. But I digress. You know, one of the things that I wish, you know, I wish that real life were like dreams. Especially for me. I can't speak for you. I can only speak for myself. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. I have this unique ability of getting myself out of a tough situation while I am dreaming. If I am in a dream and things get rough, I can wake myself up. And, you know, first I thought it was coincidental. I didn't think anything about it. I said, okay, the heat's coming. All of a sudden I wake up. But last night I had a dream that really proved to me that I am really into my dreams and that I know that it's a dream, but it's not a dream. Does that make sense? Here's my example. Last night I had a dream that a person very close to me was shot and killed. Shot 3 times in the head. The way it went down was I visited some type of Best Buy type store. Went in to buy some stuff. Now, we all know that dreams can always be all the way to the extremes. And what I mean by that is the parking lot of this place was like, you know, Hootlamville City. There were people out there talking about killing folks. They were out there just harassing people. It was lawlessness at the highest level. So as I started to make my way out the front door to go back to my vehicle, I said, no, this ain't cool. These boys are acting ridiculous in front of the door. So I doubled back and went out the other entrance. When I walked through the parking lot, my car was stolen, which, okay, that's a given. But the person that was riding with me was laying in the middle of the parking lot with 3 bullets to her head. And I was like, oh, my God, please wake up, wake up. Come on, you can't be there, sweetie. Please, come on, please, 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 please. But then all of a sudden, in that dream, I said to her, you know what? I am going to wake myself up, and this is going to be better. I am going to wake myself up, and this is going to be better. And I remember in that dream closing my eyes and counting to 10. And when I count, when I reached 10, I woke up. Now, I was breathing heavy. I was like, damn, what just happened? But I woke up. Isn't that crazy? I don't have any moral to the story when it comes to this. It just was weird for me to experience that. And like I said before, I just wished that some way, somehow, when you get yourself in a tight situation, just think if you had the ability to wake yourself up and start all over again. I'm pretty sure that you would love to have that ability. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, you sound lighter, brother. You sound like you feel like, you sound like Twinkle Toes. How you feel, Mr. Elliott, today?
You sound like Twinkle Toes, too, my brother. You sound just like Twinkle Toes.
I'm a little lighter today, dog. I'm a little lighter today. Are you lighter today, Mr. Elliott?
Yeah, I'm a lighter today. Did you go to the bathroom the other night or something? I just asked the question, you know what I'm saying?
No. What's going on, Mr. L to the E to the S? What's happening, my brother?
Man, same thing, different day, baby. Just had a great Valentine's Day. Went to the concert last night with my sweetie and had a great time. Will Downing and Dave Sanborn.
Mm-hmm. You went to, hold up. Okay, what concert did you go to?
Will Downing and David Sanborn.
Wow. So did David Sanborn dedicate a song to your sweetie, Mr. Elias?
No, man, horrible seats. It's horrible seats, but hey, that's what you get when you get them late. You know, you get horrible seats.
Horrible seats. Yeah. The seats were so bad, you just couldn't see the damn stage.
Well, you know, they got the big screen so you could see the stage, so it was you know, okay. It was okay. I usually don't buy seats like that. If I'm going to buy seats, I'm going to buy seats. So I can just sit back and watch and have a good time.
So now, let me ask you a question. So now, does Will Downing sound as good in person as he sounds, you know, on the records?
Oh, yes, most definitely, man. Will Downing put it down. And then, you know, he had with him as a backup singer?
Who?
Carol Riddick.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes, dog. They sang the song of him and Rochelle Farrell's song to sing together, man. And she tore that thing up, man.
That's a sexy thing there. And the thing that's really crazy about her is that she really, I don't know, man, it just seems to me she's not getting her proper dues.
Hey, man, you can tell, man, she could blow. Carol Riddick can throw down.
Oh, yeah, she can blow.
Oh. Woo! She put it down.
That girl's sexy there. Speaking of sexy, I want to send a very special shout-out to the new co-host on Kings in the Morning. Good. Mr. Elias, man, this girl. Oh, let me pull up. Lord have mercy. Let me pull up. Let me light the damn match. I'll talk about her a little bit more later in the damn show. Good googly moogly. Light the damn match.
You talking about Tina?
I don't know what her damn name is. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
You're right. Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not.
You're right.
My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. But there she was, though.
I knew I was looking good.
She's looking good as hell.
Kenneth Cole shoes on.
She had on some Kenneth Cole shoes, Miss Elliott.
Yes. My hair was fierce.
Her hair was kicking like claws, man. Damn. I want to ride. Momo,
hey,
hey,
what's going on? Mr. L to the E to the S, what's up, my baby?
What's up, Momo, baby? Is he in the hazy?
What's up, girl?
My easy. What's up?
Oh.
So happy this Saturday, this sunny Saturday, 72 degrees. Afternoon, well, evening, I should say, guys.
Ooh. When you started breaking it down like, hey, I thought you were going to go, hey, ho, hip-hop parade. Girl, I was ready to get busy with your ass. Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I am chilling.
Chilling like a villain. Oops, I didn't mean
chilling
that,
like
no pun
villain.
Intended. Yes, no pun intended. So, Momo Beezy and the Heezy, how was your Valentine's Day?
I didn't have any chocolate.
No chocolate?
I didn't have any flowers. Yeah, I don't really do
You didn't
flowers.
Get no damn flowers either?
No, but anybody who knows me knows I don't care for flowers. give me the money before you give me some damn flowers.
Oh, so you
like
so you rather have money than flowers then, okay.
Of course. Those flowers cost a lot of money. Just give me the money. I used to get so mad when I had a man and he used to bring me $80 flowers.
When I had a man.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Don't say no $80 for no damn flowers. I got all these daisies around my house. This one, that one, this one,
daisies.
That one.
Daisies? You stupid. I got flowers around my house.
The flowers died, and I still got the damn daisies. I got all these expensive-ass daisies and no flowers.
I got flowers outside. Yeah. I want some flowers. I just go out my front yard. I'm with you, girl.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I want the money, but I ain't get nothing. So, oh, I got something for my daughter. I should say that.
Aww,
I got something for my daughter.
There's nothing wrong with getting
nice
something from your daughter on Valentine's Day.
It's
a beautiful
thing.
Probably most. That's the best gift you could get, something from your daughter on Valentine's Day.
Well, I wouldn't say the best gift I could get, but I could have gotten it from her now. But no, I appreciate it.
Oh,
righty
there.
That's my baby girl. That's my baby girl. And I guess it is the best because it's the only damn thing I got. So how about that?
All righty then. Oh, gosh. It's raining men for her.
Hey, I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself go.
Let myself get absolutely wet for her. Well, get wet for her.
Are you ready?
We are ready. What's happening, big her?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Damn, really?
How you doing, Miss Elias?
Hey,
Fomo B.
Ernest.
What's
up? Damn, what's wrong with you?
You got an attitude already, man. We haven't even been on, he hasn't been on the show for 2 seconds. What the hell is wrong with you, Ernest?
We're going to talk about it, trust me. But I'm okay. We're covered in snow and more snow. Woke up to 13 inches of snow yesterday or day before, whenever it happened. It's just a blur right now. We ventured out in it today, did a little shopping. And came back.
What'd you get for free, Ernest?
That's a good question. Miss Elias, let me address that real fast. I've been saving up. On Amazon.com, you can add gift cards and add to your total, and it never expires. So I'm actually saving up money. I found a memory foam mattress on there, 10-inch memory foam mattress, queen size.
Wow.
Which is what the size of my bed is, and I'm saving up, and I'm going to get that thing for free. You watch. When I get it, I'm going to let y'all know. But I'm about halfway there. But today, we didn't do a lot of stuff. We did some necessaries. We have a great organic, vegetarian, vegan kind of all-natural store here. You buy fruits and vegetables and other stuff. So we went there to pick up particular things and certain items, and because we're eating much better these days. I'm still juicing. And the scale's not yelling at me anymore. So that's just the basic stuff, just basic stuff like that. So, but
that's
no,
good.
Me and you are going to have a conversation after the first break because we have business to take care of. And I ain't going to let it ride. I'm going to solve it tonight, and we're going to move on.
What the hell is wrong
you
with
and me?
You? Okay.
You're going to find out, big man. You're going
well,
and I'm going to be
I
respectful about it. But I'm going to, I need you to promise me that what I say, I'm going to be heard. I need you to hear what I have to say, and then I would like to hear your response to it.
Oh, my God. I have
I don't
a
need,
show.
I don't need anybody cracking
about.
Jokes in the
okay.
background. I don't need any Tito Jackson jokes. I don't need babies
let me,
crying.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, Ernest.
Listen
I hear
to what
you.
I have
let me,
to say.
Do we need
okay,
do, okay, can we solve this in 10 good minutes, or do we need a whole segment for this? I'm just trying to delegate our time here.
If you want to try it in 10 good minutes, then maybe we'll do it there, sure.
I don't know if we're going
to
do it.
It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing.
I don't know, because I have some people I have to address in 10 good minutes. That's a damn show. Boy, woo, some of the mail I got.
Well,
oh,
it's
my
your
goodness.
Choice. I mean.
Damn, dude.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
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 All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes. And listen, you can sponsor 10 Good Minutes.
After
I have to send an
folks.
Email to the... I'm sorry, Ms. Elias?
After, man.
Wow. You can sponsor 10 Good Minutes.
Folks?
All you have to do is... Let me be quiet. Is there something you need to say, Ms. Elias? What are we doing?
What are you...
Do you not
what
see the rest of the
Elias?
Folks now? Just,
Ms. Elias, I have a segment. I will bring them in after I introduce the segment, if you don't mind. It's up to you, though. Thank you. All right, so 10 good minutes. You can sponsor 10 good minutes. All you have to do is send an email to TGR Sales, and you can sponsor this segment. It can be all yours if the price is right. Let's bring in Miss Terry. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm just sitting here waiting on this verdict on this trial. So I'm here.
What trial?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one that's in Florida?
The murder, it's coming in right now.
What's the boy's name?
Oh, wait a minute. We got to get that in. Let's bring Vanessa in.
Jordan Davis.
Yeah, when that happens, please let me know because you turned me on to that today, Ms. Terry, and I was absolutely beside myself when I read the story, so please keep us posted if something happens.
Yeah, they have four out of five of the charges have decided on, but they can't decide on the first three murders. They're deadlocked on.
Okay, all right.
So he's making them go back in and do something.
Okay, well, we're going to try to bring that in live. Let's see, because you know how we do it. Let's bring in Vanessa for now.
Yeah.
Excuse the noise. I'm trying to get everything ready. Vanessa, what's going on, girl?
Hey, how y'all doing? Hi, Mr. Ernest.
Hey, Vanessa.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I hope y'all had a great Valentine's Day.
I took care of myself, so that's all that mattered.
It was all right. You know, Valentine's Day is usually one of those holidays where it costs me so much money because, you know, I got to take care of all my babies. So, you know, it is what it is. And Ms. Terry, speaking of which, Ms. Terry is right. The Dunn murder trial, we talked about this on the serious side. Some African-American kids were playing their music loud. He felt that he needed to tell them to turn the music down. Apparently they told him to kiss their ass, and so he took it upon himself to pull his gun out and shoot at them. And so... not only did he shoot at him, the guy took off.
Fired into a car 8 times and killed a 17-year-old boy.
He took off.
He
went to his hotel
room.
From
what I read from Ms. Terry, he went home and then just ordered a pizza.
He went to a hotel room and just ordered pizza and didn't even call 911.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, once again, here's a situation where how can the trial... Now, they're saying that, you know, Ms. Terry just announced that they're split on something else. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, they're... The jury just came in and he told the jury that he wants them to go and get a decision. The jury wanted guidance on a mistrial.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this tomorrow morning.
That's not necessarily a bad thing because then he's open to be tried again. That's better than an acquittal. They'll go after him again. So that's not always a bad thing. We want it settled now, but there is another chance he could... justice could be rendered on him even with a mistrial. So,
yeah, but I can't understand how this man can sit here and shoot at unarmed teenagers. He's going to try to use the freaking stand your ground law on this.
You know what?
I tell you what, bro. I this is not the way this show should be starting off today. Because I'm trying to be happy, but right now I am pissed. I'm being honest because this is ridiculous. And people wonder why folks sit here and say that the criminal justice system is full of nonsense and that it's racial bias. This kind of nonsense is ridiculous. Oh, man. Mr. Elias, take 10 good minutes, bro, because I'm about to have a damn fit. Oh, my God.
Oh, hey,
calm down.
Yeah, listen. Wow. Wow.
You.
Take your blue suit off and just take a deep breath, man.
This is ridiculous. Really. This is ridiculous.
I agree with you. I think it's... And what is it with Florida and these crazy mother suckers coming out shooting people all the time? What is it? Is it the heat? Y'all remember that Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs Bunny took a saw and just sawed off Florida and sent it waving out in the ocean? That's what we need to do. We need to create some new shoreline get rid of Florida.
We got to get Momo
just
B
like
first.
Cuba,
then
you
want to
come over?
Her
all
off,
the Cubans want to come to Florida? Yeah, here's Florida, Cuba. Take it. It's yours. We got other things to take care of because we can't handle it. It's just its own thing down there. I don't know what. It's the heat or something.
I don't get why people feel they have the right to, if you don't agree with me, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shoot you. You know, this guy said he felt threatened. He didn't even call 911. He just left and ordered a pizza. Are you serious?
Didn't try to run.
What about the one that got 20 years that shot in the ceiling?
Wow.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh,
but
didn't
she have another trial, or isn't she being let out?
I don't know.
After all the attention,
they're giving her another trial.
They're working on that one. But that was
okay.
Crazy. What state was
it's
that
been a while since I've heard
that?
About that.
Huh?
What'd you say?
What state was that one in? Florida.
Florida.
Wasn't that Florida?
Florida, probably.
Florida.
Yeah, Momo, you need to get your black ass out of there, girls. You're gonna end up in the wrong place at the right time. You need to get out of there.
You know what? I'm
you need to take your ass back to Brooklyn or the Bronx, baby.
It's the Bronx, baby. It's the Bronx.
You need to sell what you need to do is sell a book, because if they haven't got your ass behind bars yet, you got something going on. You need to sell that to some damn body.
You got a good hustle going if they haven't locked
her ass up.
I know.
Yeah, Momo B's.
You're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
I'm safe at. In the Bronx, I was safe up there. I was safe in the Bronx, I'm going to tell you that.
Must be living right or something. I don't know. All right, so listen, we have two more minutes left in 10 good minutes. Let me start this off real quick, and I know we're going to finish this up on the other side. I think we're going to take a segment to deal with this, because I'm going to tell you something. This past Wednesday show, I've gotten so many damn messages from that show, Mr. Elias, and let me tell you, none of them were good. And so I think we're just going to have to just go ahead and take the next set and just deal with it, because I wanted to talk about it during 10 good minutes. But I don't think we're going to have time to do it. All right. So anyway, 10 good minutes. Once again, you can sponsor this segment. All you have to do is send an email to TGRSales and live.com, and we'll be more than happy to accommodate you. Once again, you can sponsor this segment. It can be all yours if the price is right. All right. It is time for a weather update tonight. Since it's still Valentine's Day weekend, I'm pretty sure if you hung out with your baby last night, she's still with you all through the weekend. We're playing love songs during the breaks, Mr. Elias. I'm going to give an opportunity to guess, Mr. Elias. What's the first song we're going to play tonight?
I don't know. Love Story by Karen White. I don't know. Hell.
You know what, man? I heard that song yesterday, and I forgot that she and Babyface had actually did that song.
Okay.
Oh, I have that song.
I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I had forgotten all about that song, and I heard it yesterday, and I was like, wow, I forgot about this. Karen White's been with some folks, man.
I haven't checked. Yeah, I know we got about a minute, but the album that I haven't, you said Babyface, it made me think of this. It's out, but Toni Braxton and Babyface have that album out together of duets and songs. Mm-hmm. They got back together, wrote a bunch of music. I don't know if anybody here's listened to it. I love Toni Braxton's voice. I love that she's a female singer with a little bit lower, huskier voice at times. I really, that first record, man, that's like Whitney Houston's first record. There is just, no matter what they do, there's nothing that will ever top that first album from Toni Braxton. But that, I don't forget what it's called, Love Something and Divorce or whatever, but I'm kind of anxious to hear it. The first single was good, but I don't know if anybody here has listened to it or not yet.
Is this on the radio?
Love Marriage and Divorce.
And I love it. Yeah, it's on the radio.
Okay, so this is something new that they put together.
It's Toni Braxton and Babyface. They did a whole album of duets together. Yeah.
Love Marriage and Divorce.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a reality show with her sister.
I Didn't Mean to Hurt You.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm really not too crazy about the name. When I saw the name, I was like, what kind of crap is this? But it's a nice album.
Is it? Okay, well, I'm anxious to hear it.
No. All right, well, maybe we'll play some of it next time. Sounds like love. So you said Love, Marriage, and Divorce. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it came out February 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay.
For some reason, that date sticks in my head, so it's been out for a bit.
All right, folks, coming up next, I'm going to address some of these emails, and I'm pretty sure it's something that I said on Wednesday Ernest is not happy with. 347-850-1272. We're taking a break. Weather update. Old school get high song, love songs. Grab your baby. It's Valentine's Day weekend here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. We'll be right back.
Huh?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Stormwatch. I'm Danielle Banks. You can see we do have our jet stream, which has retreated very far off to the north, but remaining very active, and we are going to be talking about a series of weak storms moving through, and these disturbances are going to set the stage for locations around the Great Lakes as well as the interior northeast to pick up on some snowfall. It's expected to be on the light side, but a lot of spots in central and northern Michigan, as well as across Ohio, West Virginia, western Pennsylvania, as well as New York, could pick up anywhere between 1 to 3 inches of additional snowfall. Plus, we could deal with some icy spots for those of you in West Virginia. So be sure to come back and join us for updates. Again, amounts expected to be on the light side for the moment, but we've still got plenty of work week to come left to tackle. You'll want to come back and join us.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
Is it best?
quick.
As we jump into the second set with laughter, a hearty laughter from Tommy Styles. Welcome back in, folks. 347-850-1272.
A show for women, by women. Is your resident, not for the South, my little daughter.
Good Sunday morning to you, folks, and welcome into the serious side of the TJRS, broadcasting live from the Smooth Jazz Jazz Cafe.
Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight, we...
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Because I'm from New York City. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that goes for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's gonna be consequences and repercussions.
What did you say, nigga? Saturday.
Don't speak English.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I used to move a legal substance on the street.
You got my 40, homie.
I thought you had $200.
I do. I want to spend Red's money.
Hey, man, why y'all didn't help me?
And I'm high.
Until further notice, this station will not be broadcasting news and information for your area.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. You can get in if you like. Just write that number down and call in. We're waiting for the verdict in this trial dealing with Michael Dunn. I think that's the guy's name. That should be coming up once it's read. If it happens during the show, we will definitely cut to it live and bring it to you live. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy Mr. L to the E to the S is in the house. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Momo Beezy is in the heezy. Hey, girl.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
If you have to clap, you clap your hands to it. Yeah, I was ready for that. I was ready for it. Big Ernst and I. What's up, Big E?
We're back.
And, of course, Miss Terry. Terry, quite contrary.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
411, that's right. Let us know. If you get it before us, let us know so we can break in live. We want to hear it
I'm
live.
I'm on it. I'm on top
on
of
air.
It. I'm on top of it.
Fly girl. Well, I love Vanessa.
Hey, baby.
Ooh,
how you doing?
My name is Vanessa. Fly me to Dallas. All right, folks.
Vanessa.
Coming up here next set. We're going to push it back. The QD, the question of the day, it's crazy sad. It's crazy question Saturday. We have some good questions for you. But listen, I want to talk about something that happened this past Wednesday. We had a show on Wednesday, if you hadn't heard by now. We talked about, in the news, a guy named Michael Sam, linebacker, plays for Missouri. I think it's Missouri State. He announced that he was gay.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm a huge sports talk radio fan. I listen to sports talk all day long. And so you just heard people, you know, vent their opinions and stuff about this whole situation. So we decided, hey, let's venture into that conversation. So the question became, because the big heartburn with a lot of people were, Mr. Elias, the reaction to the locker room. You know, what's going to be the reaction in the locker room? We even read something that his dad had said, but now comes to find out his dad said he was misquoted. He really didn't say it. He didn't mean it the way it sounded or whatever the case may be. So, but you can go look those stories up on y'all. So our question was, would you feel uncomfortable undressing in front of a homosexual or a gay person? And I think we're not going to rehack it out. I think if you listen to the show, you heard everyone's opinion. If you want to go back and listen to the show, you can go back and listen. But after the show, I received messages saying, you know, you're homophobic and all this stuff. I'm like, wait a minute. No, I'm not homophobic, okay? Now, the thing is that, look, I have a lot of friends, including Ernest, who are gay. And I have no problems with gay people. I really and truly don't. What, listen, people should be able to do what they want to do behind closed doors. That is their business. I don't care about that stuff. But if you're asking me my opinion, if you're asking me a question, do I feel uncomfortable, my answer to that question is yes. Crucify me. It is. So now, Ernest, apparently you have a bone to pick with me, so let's get it out there, brother. What is on your mind?
Look, I have a few short notes that I wrote up. If you don't mind, I'll just read from that so I know that I get everything out I need to, and then you guys can just respond how you wish. Is that okay?
That is fine, Ernest.
Okay, I appreciate it. I listened to Wednesday's show because Miss Terry mentioned it to me, and I was shocked and disappointed at what I heard. I understand it's a comedy show. Wednesday's a comedy show. Saturday's a comedy show. And even though we joke around on the show with each other, and I'll say you're black ass, and you know you'll say whatever about gay people, there's still a line of decency and respect that we have with each other. But Wednesday didn't step over that line. I think it jumped over it at 100 miles an hour. And after listening to just the first set, which was the first 25 minutes after 10 good minutes, the set we're in now, I shut the show off. And I had a pit in the bottom of my stomach. And I was hurt beyond belief. And I had not been hurt by someone's ignorance like that in a very, very long time. Because, you know, you're black, I'm gay. After a while, you develop a thick skin when people say stuff about you or who you are or think they know who you are. But let me say this. I am more than who I sleep with. I am more than one action. To demote me or anyone to one action or one thing is to demote your own humanity. And I expect more from the black community, one of the many minority groups in the U.S. I expect them to understand what unabashed and ignorant prejudice is based solely on what someone looks like or who they choose to love. To say you won't undress in front of a homosexual is like me saying I'm not going to open my wallet in front of a black person because they might mug me. It's ignorant. I'm more worried about the gay guy in the locker room minding his business than I am about all the straight guys feeling threatened because someone might take a look at their ding-dong. This is what we call the potential for bullying. And a side note, not every gay person wants you, so don't overthink your role in life or in the locker room. Not everybody is all that. And I'm not going to address Stiletto and Jay King because I heard what Stiletto said. I know what Jay King has said to me in the past, so that's not even on the table. They are who they are, and they've shown that to me. I got my ass handed to me because I called Princess Odelia a crazy bitch, whether it was right or wrong, in passing on a comedy show. But yet somehow to berate and demean and giggle about homosexuals seems perfectly fine. The only two people that I heard just in that first set, I understand it's not the whole show, that made sense to me was Vanessa and Miss Terry. And I'm glad that they were logical about it and they said something that made sense. I've stewed on this for days. I don't hate you people on this show. I love every one of you. But I was really hurt and I was really put off. And frankly, on Wednesday, you know, you can say what you want. I was near tears. I had never been so put off by something I had heard in my life. And that's kind of what I have to say about it. So you can respond how you wish. And I'm here to listen.
Well,
I appreciate
you listening
to me.
First of all, let me say this. I apologize to you, Ernest, if it hurt your feelings. You know dang on well how we feel about you. You don't know how many messages I get from people saying that I can't believe you guys have this guy on the show. He's gay and all this stuff. And I tell people, let me tell you something. If you can't accept him for who he is, then go listen to another show because we don't operate that way around here. And as far as, you know, people also saying, well, he calling y'all black ass, he's white, he can't do that. Look, we know what's in your heart. We know that you're not some racist bastard that's on this show. And so I tell people once again, if you don't like it, go away. But my opinion is my opinion. My thing is that if I feel uncomfortable, and this is the question, if you want to call it ignorant, you can call it what you want. If I feel uncomfortable undressing in front of a homosexual, that is my biz. My thing is this. It's my opinion, and I have a right to it. Now, I don't know how ignorant it is. I'm sorry if you feel that way about it, but the bottom line is it is what it is. Now, do I have a problem with homosexual guys in the locker room? Look, that's something that they have to deal with. But what I'm saying is that when you listen to pro ball players say things like they have a problem with that, the first thing people want to do is call them ignorant. And so, okay, so educate them. If they feel uncomfortable about that, then that is their business. I don't hold that against them. Just like I don't hold against you, Ernest, some of the things you say about President Obama. I think President Obama's done more for homosexuals and gays than any president in this nation's history. But the things you say and write about him, you know what, sometimes it pisses me off, but that's your opinion. I accept you for who you are. It is what it is. We're going to have different opinions. We're going to disagree about stuff. But the bottom line is, don't take it personal. I love you like a brother. There's nothing I won't do for you, Ernest. But to sit here and say that my comments, the fact that I would feel uncomfortable in that situation, for them to be ignorant, you know, hey, listen, man, that's your opinion once again, and I can't change that. So, Mr. Elias, sure. Hey, floor is yours. You have something to say. Oh, okay, hey, no problem. Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, me?
No, I mean, hey, you want to respond, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just, I don't want you to think that I'm you know, talking down when I say the word ignorance. Ignorance isn't meant to be a harsh word. Ignorance is just the lack of knowledge. Whereas, you know, some people are just, Jay, some people are just flat out stupid. And we've had those people on this show. They've showed up and we've gotten rid of them, you know. Stupid is one thing. Ignorant is just lack of knowledge. I understand that you have an opinion about it. And sometimes people have those opinions like yours and they're valid because it could just be from lack of life experience in that particular area. That's all it is. It's the same way with black folks. People have a weird problem with black people, but usually once they start being friends with black people, there's really not a problem anymore. They're just ignorant from lack of knowledge. So I can respect that you have the opinion, and I didn't know if any gay people called into that show, but I'm here now, so that's why I said what I said. I think over time, there are bigger fish to fry, and like I said in the little thing that I said, not every gay person, just because they tell you they're gay or you know they're gay, not every gay person wants you. You meaning you, you meaning anybody listening. So don't overthink the situation. And listen, all I have two words for you, Sergeant Smith. That's all. Every time you bring it up, I'm going to say Sergeant Smith because it's the truth. You looked at a guy's willy and you went on and on and on. So, you know, Sergeant Smith, there you go. I mean, it's not even like he's getting out of the shower. You just looked over while the man's trying to empty his bladder, and you're making mental notes, and then went out and talked with your comrades about it. I'm surprised they didn't kick your ass out of the Army at that point. But whatever, I understand what you. I understand your opinion, Jay, and I understand that it's just maybe from the lack of interaction or lack of experience. That's what I mean by ignorant. I don't want you to think that I'm demeaning what you said by using the word ignorant, because sometimes people use it in a hateful way. I wasn't. When I say ignorant, I mean lack of knowledge.
Knowledge. Okay, I can respect that. All right, let's let other people respond.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Elias, you go ahead.
I'd like to know what I said to piss them off.
Well, you were part of it, and you said, no, I would not undress in front of Ernest. Well, listen, you can undress in front of who you want to, Les. I'm okay, brother, man. I went black and I came back. You're safe. Whether you're straight or gay, brother, you're safe with me. I love you. You're like a brother to me. I'm not going to undress you like that. Don't worry about it.
Thank God.
Don't worry about it. We're okay.
I wouldn't undress in front of Jay. So that has nothing to do with that.
Okay,
you know, I'm not going to be in a situation where I'm going to undress in front of neither one of you. Yeah, I know you ain't talking. I've seen you with your drawers.
Hey, keep stay on point. Stay on point. Stay on message, punk. Stay on message.
Stay on point now.
You should never let it fail. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't undress in front of Jay. I don't give a damn. I mean, if I'm in a situation where we're in a sports situation and something like that, okay, then fine. But hey, that's just me. That's how I get out.
Thank you, Mr. Elias. Not sure what the hell you just said, but okay. All right. Who else? Who else
I
wants
got
to respond?
I would like to respond.
Thank you, Mama B. Yes.
You're quite welcome. Now, Ernest said that he felt uncomfortable with everybody except for Vanessa and Miss Terry, because Vanessa and Miss Terry both said that they would undress in front of anybody. Well,
can't count Miss Terry.
I don't know. You know, yeah, she said anybody. Vanessa said
she don't
mind undressing in front of, because, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Vanessa said they can want it all they want, but that doesn't mean she's giving it up to them. I remember
Ernest,
what she said, yeah.
Ernest felt comfortable with those two. He said everybody else he was disappointed in. Me personally, all I can say was, number one, I don't see where I offended Ernest, per se. But
you didn't.
Whatever Ernest feels, you didn't say that. You said Miss Terry and Vanessa.
But I didn't hear, listened to the first set. I never heard anything that you said because I stopped after those first 25 minutes. So by the time you answered, I hadn't listened anymore. So, yeah, you can exempt yourself from that comment because I didn't hear anything. Whenever you answered the question, I wasn't listening by that point. When they hit that second break in the show, I was done. So anything that happened after that, I don't know what was said. So you can count yourself exempt in that.
Well, thank you.
I heard Jay, Mr. Elias, Miss Terry, and Vanessa that I remember right offhand. Those are the ones. Yeah, those are the ones that had gotten an answer in before that first break after the first set. And you hadn't yet.
Okay. Well, what I want to say, because I hear you that you were upset about the comments. My thing is, Ernest, you've been around us long enough to know that nobody has a problem. I'm sure if you knew us, like I know you know us, so you would know definitely straight up if we had a problem with gay. You would know that. You would know that.
I agree.
So you could say that we hurt your feelings. I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, for real. For real, for real. For real, the question was, do you, meaning I, them, the person you're talking to, do you feel uncomfortable? What I feel is what I feel. I can't change myself just like, oh, I don't want her to get upset. So I'm going to say, no, I don't. Why would I do that? I'm me. And if you ask me a question, you're going to get the truth. The truth is how I feel. I have no problems with gay people. But if I don't feel comfortable undressing in front of them, why am I wrong? Why does that make me bad?
I don't know what your answer was, so I don't know what your feelings were. So I have a blank plate on that.
Okay,
I don't know. So that's why I said it's
just
the my comment doesn't really apply to you because you weren't on the in the loop at that point. By the time I stopped listening, because I didn't listen to the whole show.
My point is, let's say I said that I feel uncomfortable undressing in front of a gay person. Let's say that was my answer.
You mean a lesbian
exactly
or a gay guy?
Because
you can take your bra off in front of me anytime, but you mean a lesbian.
Jesus Christ. That is what, Ernest,
I'm just trying to keep it a little light.
No, my point is that you are offended by comments that your people, that you don't care about, you say. I don't understand that because my feeling is my
That's
feeling.
Why
it's
I said in my
feeling.
Statement at the very beginning, that's why I said my statement at the very beginning. I said, on this show, we joke with each other. You know, there's a line of decency that we don't cross. We, like Jay said earlier, you know, I call him his dumb black ass, and he'll say something about white people or gay people. And there's a line that we don't cross. And I said in my statement that Wednesday's show didn't cross that line. It jumped over it at 100 miles an hour. I feel like it went too – I feel like it went too far – way too often. It wasn't just somebody
that
stepped out of line. I feel like once it got off on a bad track, from what I heard, it kept going and going. And the more I listened, the more hurt I got by it. And it was like, that's why I was shocked. I was like, what are these people doing? This is not the level of comedy and get, you know, that we have between us. It felt mean to me. Whether it was meant that way or not, I don't know. But it felt that way when I first listened to it.
You took it personal, and that's why it felt
I didn't plan on taking it personal, but after 25 minutes, I was taking it personal. Because my name was brought up. In those first 25 minutes, my name was brought up, and that intro was played like I was coming into the show. You know, so my name, it wasn't just that you were talking about gay people. My name was in it all of a sudden. That's what started pissing me off. It's like, listen, I'm not your gay token punching bag on these things. I'm just not.
No. So that's not how it was. My only point is that when somebody asks a person, anybody, how they feel, then expect to hear their feelings. It had nothing to do with you, personally. Me,
I understand
answer,
that. And people let their feelings
answer,
be known, and I let mine be
and
known.
That's
so
it.
That's all.
Okay. Well,
I still love you, girl, no matter what you said. I still love you, even though you get on my damn nerves every once in a while.
I love you.
Okay, boo. That's all we got to worry about then.
All right. Anyone else?
But this other big black motherfucker,
let me tell you something.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I swear. I'm sorry. I did not mean to say that. I was trying to be funny, and it slipped out. This big black motherfucker, we still got a problem. No, that's what I was trying to say. Now it's not funny.
All right. Well, make sure you get your tongue right in your damn mouth, clown. All right, anyone else have anything else to say before we close this out? Jesus Christ. Anything else? Miss Terry, you got anything you want to say?
I accept your apology, Jay. Let me say that. I accept your apology. I didn't say that.
Oh, well, thank you, Ernest.
Just leave it hanging there.
No.
I accept your apology. And I appreciate Miss Terry and Vanessa saying what they said because they were the voices of reason in the midst of nonsense.
You can't count Miss Terry. Miss Terry get naked in front of anybody.
But she said she didn't have a problem with it.
She don't care. She take her clothes off at church. She don't care.
Oh, stop it.
That's her.
The only part The only part that I think that really got far is when someone comes in with Bible verses and everything. That didn't really have
to stiletto.
Come into the conversation
stupid.
Because that's not what we were. That's not what we. That's not what the conversation was about. And when you bring the Bible in and people are and what the Bible says and blah 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 hurts people. It hurts people and it shouldn't be brought into a situation like we were in. That's the only thing. And me and Momo was like, okay, well, you know, explain when you get to ask questions in church, everybody want to shut you down. They just want to throw you a Bible verse. That was my problem with it.
That's right.
That was it. You know, if you don't want to be naked, that's fine. If you don't,
I thought
fine.
You had
that
to say.
If you don't want to wear panties, that's fine. If you want to wear panties, that's fine.
You know, that's the only thing that really got me uncomfortable was when you bring the Bible
when
in
stiletto did
to a
that.
Situation where you know that it's not going to be good. That's where it was just kind of crazy.
I can see that.
All right, so look, folks, it looks like the jury has reached a verdict.
all counts.
Oh, no.
On all counts.
I'm nervous.
Let's listen in.
Okay. Turn that music off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I understand you have now reached verdicts on all counts. No. All right.
It's too loud.
Shut that music off.
Music down.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Let me ask you to step to the jury for just 1 second so I can speak to the lawyers, and I'll have you brought back down in just a minute.
All right, folks, we're listening in to CNN. Looks like they had a verdict, but then the judge said that they didn't have a verdict. So now I think he's asking the jury to go back into whatever rooms, go back into the jury room, and he's going to talk to the attorney. So we're going to step out here, take a break. If it happens during the break, we'll announce it and talk about it on the other side. It's the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. I know it feels like the serious side right about now, but Jesus Christ. talking about social issues, and now we're looking at, we're watching this trial here. So, all right, we're going to step out, take a break.
Hey, Jay,
is it happening now?
I was going to say, if you would, when you come back, when you're playing over the TV, will you turn the music off because it was kind of hard to hear those two things together.
Yes, sir. Anything else, Ernest, I can do for you before we
no,
step out of here?
No, other people mentioned it, and I'm just voicing it. Other people said turn the music
well,
down,
I forgot,
please,
I forgot.
Because
I should have talked
to
you.
Hard to hear a TV.
Well, they didn't have to mention it. They could have just used you. You're the spokesman for everybody on the damn show. Sorry, Ed.
You want me to write some more notes, you big black bastard?
Yeah, write some more damn notes during the break and read them, you sorry sap sucker. We're going to break. We'll be back after this, clown.
The
we're coming back. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. We're coming back. It looks as if they have a verdict, so we're going to take it live right here. Coming back.
Unmuted.
And based on the jury's inability to reach a verdict as to count one, I would declare that mistried, and we will talk about how we will proceed with regard to that in a moment. The other verdict forms are in order. I'll give them to the clerk for publishing.
In the Circuit Court of the 4th Judicial Circuit in and for Duval County, Florida, in case number 16-2012-CF-011572-8XXSMA, Division CRD, the State of Florida versus Michael David Dunn. Verdict is to count two. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of attempted second-degree murder, a lesser completed offense. We find that the defendant discharged a firearm during the commission of the offense. Verdict is to count three. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of attempted second-degree murder, a lesser included offense. We find that the defendant discharged a firearm during the commission of the offense.
Okay, two for two so far.
Verdict is to count four.
Did they say count one?
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of attempted second-degree murder, a lesser included offense. We find that the defendant discharged a firearm during the commission of the offense. Verdict is to count five. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of shooting or throwing deadly missiles as charged in the indictment. So say we all, Sonny Jacksonville, Duval County, Florida, juror number seven, four person, dated February 15th, 2014.
Anybody need the jury poll?
All right, folks, so far you heard now. It looks like they found him guilty, four out of five of the counts. Now, it looks like they're still debating the first count. The first count is what? Is that first-degree murder, Mr. Elias?
That
is
first-degree murder.
First-degree murder, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're still split on that count.
No,
but
it's
looks
a
like
it's a
mistrial
on
number one.
Count one, isn't it?
It's a
That's what
count
they're
one,
saying. It's a
mistrial.
So what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Mistrial.
It's a mistrial.
They're going to explain it after they say everything.
Well,
okay,
he can be tried again. That's what
back.
It means. It's not over. They can retry him on that count.
On
right.
that count, but he's guilty on counts two through five, which means he is going to jail.
Two through five, he was guilty.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's going to jail.
He can do 60
years. A mistrial means that evidence might not have been shared equally, or, you know, something wasn't done according to the books, and they have to do it again to make sure that everything's fair through the process. That's kind of what mistrial is in very basic terms.
Right.
Okay. All right. So,
I can accept mm-hmm. that. I can accept that on count one, because that means.
So this will go
that
on.
That murder one is premeditated. That's premeditated. Like when you plan to kill somebody. Okay, whatever. I'm good with that. But all them other counts, dead on. Dead on. I'm
yeah.
good.
He's dead on about that. But basically what it is they gave him 60 years. Basically, this is what he can get. But if they would have been count first-degree murder, he would have went for life. So these people didn't want to give him life. That's basically. But actually, he's gotten life because he's going to do 60. He's dying in prison. So he's actually got life.
Okay.
I'm good on that.
And don't you have to do a third of your sentence before you're even considered for parole? So he'll be in there at least a good 20 years before he's even considered
yes.
for parole. Who knows?
They have to make them consecutive in order for him to actually be in there for life. They'd have to make each one of those sentences consecutive
yes.
to consider it life. Other than that, 20 years, he can be at home with his mama for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
But how old is he? You know, they're looking at that, too. How old is he? And this is Florida, and they hate to give you life if you're white.
Okay, so you heard it live. Miss Terry is going to keep her ear to the street and figure out once they explain what's going on with count one. But it looks like this guy Michael Dunn was convicted on counts two through five. And, you know, just want
to
make sure that we had that live. Like we say, even though we know we are a show of comedy dissent, but bottom line is we're in tune to what's going on. And so if breaking news happens during the show, we definitely break to that. All right, we'll get back to Luther because people are like, what the hell you do? I want to hear some Luther. So, all right, we're going to step out. We'll be back on the other side. It's the J. Ross Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1217.
Or many have I had
Change our communities and eventually help change the world.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now back to our show.
Time it is.
Here, a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
It is Saturday, folks. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house. Just glad you're here. Smiling giggles for everyone. I want to say hello to my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, punk?
Man, who you with?
I'm with you, Big Daddy. I'm with you. Mama Beezy in the Heezy, hey girl.
Yes, I'm so happy.
Yes. Go yes, to war
victory,
or go
victory.
To jail.
Yes.
Sit his ass in jail.
Calm me down. Calm me down.
Don't get calmed down,
I'm
girl.
Nervous.
Just be fired up, baby.
I was nervous.
Yeah, that's your state.
Now
mm-hmm.
I'm happy.
Okay.
Now I'm happy.
Good to go. Big E is in the house. What's up, Big E?
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Oh, my Lord. Here we go. And Miss Terry's up in this thing. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Hey, back to you.
Hey.
Vanessa done Bum Rush the ass up in there. What's up, Bum? What's up, Vanessa?
Baby, what's up?
Hey. Baby, come
Vanessa's
to me.
Vanessa's got a voice on
you.
Her, man.
I know she does have a voice on her. She trying. She thinks
yeah.
she
really
cool.
has a great
Baby,
phone voice.
Up.
She really
Baby,
does.
Up. Yeah. yeah. So now that we've had our United Nations session with Ernest, are you happy, Ernest? Can we move on with the show now?
Yeah.
It's not about me being
Can
happy.
We?
It's about people understanding. But yes,
oh,
I'm satisfied.
Okay, fine, Ernest. Okay,
apology.
Ernest, we get it. Jesus.
I'm answering your question.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's not about us people being. People must be tolerant and learn how to live. Okay, Ernest, we get it. Thank you.
I don't want you to tolerate me. I want you to just accept it. But, yes, I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I accept you, Ernest,
going.
For who you are. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I accept you for being black.
Every little
Jay.
Piece
one,
of
one,
you.
One, one,
every
one.
Little piece
don't,
of you.
Don't kiss me. I don't roll like that, man. Don't put your damn mouth on
Momo,
me.
Momo, not every little piece. Not every little piece.
Every little step I take, you.
Yeah, every little step I take. Hello, rich sister. How the hell you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everyone doing?
Oh, well, you just heard how everybody's doing. You just heard this first, that damn second set. How you think we doing?
Can I tell you something about rich sister?
Yeah, please do.
It's just a funny little story, and she probably knows what I'm going to say. Thursday, I actually did a show on Michael Sam before I heard your Wednesday show. I had done some thing on it. And Rich Sister, my show was pre-taped, but I saw that Rich Sister was on the switchboard. She was listening in to the whole show. Thank you for listening. And then right at the end of the show, she was still there, and I thought, most people sign off when they hear, like, the copyright or the very end. They go ahead and just hang up, you know. She didn't. She was still there. So I unmuted my microphone, and the tape that my pot, the thing was playing, and after, you know, it said copyright 2014 or whatever, I got on the phone and yelled out. I said, "Wake up, Jackie. The show's over," and then hung up the phone. Every video of Rich Sister, she can be in the middle of church. She can be in the middle of Roscoe's Wings and Waffles, and that girl is sleeping. And 2 seconds later, I get a message on Facebook that said, "Very funny, ha ha, good show, thank you." So, it was just a funny moment. That's all. It was just a funny moment.
That was
I appreciate
funny.
Her listening. I'm glad she. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I check out your show, Ernest. You do a really good show on Thursdays. I like listening.
I appreciate
well,
that.
You.
Thank you.
All right, mm-hmm. so now, let's see, it's 11 minutes after the hour. We're deep into the second set, and we still haven't done the QOD, the question of the day. So why not? Hey, how about we do that right now?
Let's do it.
All right, so the QOD, the question of the day, it is Crazy Question Saturdays. That's right. I'm going to ask you a question, an extreme question. There's no in-between. It's either yes or no. Either A or B. There's no C. There's no 8.1. So answer the damn question, A or B. So that's the QOD, the question of the day. It is Crazy Question Saturday right here on the TJRS Radio Network. So, Mr. Elias,
this is going
to
be a mess.
You know we come to you, as always, as first, because you're the
course,
big difference.
You're
always
the
man. You're the man.
No, I'm the sacrificial lamb here is what it is.
No, you're not.
But
no, you're not, Mr. Elias. You know what, man? You hurt my feelings by saying that. Now we have to spend another 30 minutes talking about that.
Oh, now you're sensitive? Now you're sensitive?
Yeah, I am
Tito Jackson.
Come on,
all right, here we go. All right, so the QOD, okay, so here's the Q. Here's your question, Mr. Elias. Now, Would you rather have a female or girlfriend that has a fantastic body but an ugly ass face, or a pretty ass face and a ugly funky body? What say you?
Why is it funky?
Come on, you be quiet over there.
So Miss Elias, would you prefer? Which would you prefer? You only get one or two, Miss Elias.
Mm-hmm.
She can be pretty as hell, but boy, from the neck down, she look like a damn a waka walk. Hey, she can have a banging body.
Is she smart?
Hold on, Miss Elias.
No, in between.
Yes, she's smart, Miss Elias. She's a smart. Well, both of them are smart. Yes.
Okay.
Both of them graduated from high school.
What you want to wake up to every day, Miss Elias?
Yeah,
I want a smart woman.
Okay, both of them are smart, Miss Elias.
Both of them are smart. You want an ugly one or a pretty one?
Give me the pretty face. Give me the pretty face.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Elias says he wants one that got a pretty face, but her body is jacked up. Damn, Mr. Elias. So her body can look like damn Precious. And you in with it. All right, brother. Hey.
And funky. Don't forget the funky. You said funky. I don't do funky, so that was a turn off right
well,
there.
Well, I'm just saying, like, funky is in look,
no,
not smell.
Funky.
They all clean. Oh, they clean girls. They underwear are clean. They, you know, they do all that stuff.
Okay. We get it.
Get us stinky. All right, so that's fine. All right, so Miss Elias would take a cute face. Wow. All right. Hey, listen. Hey, to each his own. All right, so let me ask you, Momo. You got a dude, his body is kicking.
What
he got a Sergeant Smith thing going on. But boy, that took a little like Flavor Flav in the face. Like he got hit with a damn ugly stick. Or you can have a guy that has an inch's elbow face. But boy,
he got a J-Rowell body.
He has
a collection of chin jackets.
Hey, nobody's talking to you. No one's talking to you, okay? So he has a body that's like, damn, yuck. Which one would you do, Momo? Both of them are smart.
Okay.
Both of them have money. Everything even.
Yeah. Okay. So one has the flimflay face and nice body, and next has the cute face and the
yeah,
okay.
That kind of body, yes.
Okay. Well,
words can't describe it.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with the body. You know why? I did the cute faces all my life, and look where I am, single and everything. So I need a change in my life. Damn it, I need a change. So I gotta think differently.
Mama just said she was 43.
Yes, that slipped. You know that
slipped. Old ass.
Well, she had one of her four annual birthdays, so I didn't know.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what happens when you have four birthdays a year.
I'm
you know,
sorry.
It goes up.
I'm gonna take the man who's doing good things with mind, body, and spirit.
Three of those if you got an ugly ass grill. You gotta have
right.
Those.
I know. You know what? I'm just saying.
He's gonna be my little ugly koala bear. I'm a love him. I'm gonna kiss all over him and keep him in the closet.
Oh. Okay, so
you are
fine. Okay.
That's my man.
Hey, look. Look, Miss Elias.
That's my
She
boo.
Going to the party. Her friend's friends like, damn, Momo B's dude, that's a ugly Billy dude.
Whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about
mine.
It.
He's all mine. I ain't got to worry about nobody trying to take him. I ain't got to worry about none of that. So he's mine. And he's smart. And he got money. And he's cute on his side. He's cute
you know
on
what?
His side.
Momo B reminds me of that old song. She reminds me of that old song from the 50s that said, if you want a good woman for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife, because they talk about how an ugly woman will stay with you, but a pretty woman will, you know, creep around. That's kind of what Momo's theory is there, I think. Keep an ugly
man
because he'll stay with you for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, so, okay, here we go. Let's go to, all right, Vanessa, since you're running your mouth. Vanessa.
Yeah,
this dude has a body
okay,
like a modern Adonis. But boy, that Joker looked like a damn wolf in the face. But he has a
he fell out
you
of an
have
ugly
a Joker.
Tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Yeah, he failed and hit every damn branch before he hit the ground. Then he hit the ground face first.
Okay, y'all know one thing y'all didn't say?
What?
I am concerned about the money, but I don't care what his face looks like, and I don't care what his body looks like. I want to know what's in his head with his mind and how he treats me.
Okay, did you hear me not say,
and his wallet?
Don't
he
be trying to do
an
A, and look here, don't be doing no C and no D, okay?
No,
his
how
does
he treat
right?
me? The rest of that stuff is irrelevant to me.
So okay, so which one do you want then? Everything is even. He has all the things you want with the exception of the upside-down body stuff.
The body
what you
and
want.
The face, yeah.
Yes.
I'll take a decent body but a ugly face.
Ooh!
Yes.
But just think when you lean in to kiss him, Vanessa, you lean in to kiss him and you look like you're looking at a damn cow in the face. Moo! Damn!
Listen, this is why man created doggy style, so you ain't got to look at everybody else.
Yuck!
Because
right,
I'm like
okay.
Momo. You got to worry about nobody taking him. She's mine. And because I'm not no beauty queen, but because I'm decent and he's not, you know what? He's going to treat me like a queen because he's glad he got me.
That's right. I gave him the time to pay.
Who you think you are? Who you think you are?
I shouldn't pay him no attention. I did.
Nah.
On his feet.
Who you think you are? He better be glad he got me. Yeah, that's why he's going to treat me nice because he got him a damn piece. He got a damn piece of his arm. He better be glad he got my ass. Who you think you are?
I am right about this. I'm right about this, guys. Really, it doesn't matter what. You say get yourself an ugly man, and so you know what? If you just get a halfway decent looking man, treat you right.
Listen to you. What do you think you are?
I'm been quiet. Long, Mr. Ernest, save me, save me.
I understand what you're saying. Because, listen, somebody can be as ugly as Jay Rowler, as handsome as yours truly, but if they're an asshole, ain't nobody want them around for very long. I'm just saying. Get somebody that treats you right, treats your heart right. The rest is secondary. Because you can love somebody in the heart and love somebody with all the...
This person
yeah, get
has
your
been muted.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah, my ugly self muted you, fat boy. Go to hell. How about that? You close Ernest Nation. Sorry, Seth.
You are
so
now
bring it back if we start crying.
Broadcast.
Jesus Christ. All right, Tito Jackson. Finish
the
insult.
Bastard.
Hey, look here, man. Bump you. How about that? 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. The Kill the question of the day is crazy Saturday question. We're asking you extreme-ass questions, and there's an A and a B. There's no C. So don't even try to go there because we don't want to go there with you when it comes to C.
Apparently there is.
Well, yeah. Hey, is his mind right? Does he have credit cards? We didn't ask you all that. Just answer the damn question. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We got Caliwood on the line with us, man.
Oh, Caliwood.
Caliwood.
Oh, look at now.
Caliwood's in there.
How are you doing, Caliwood?
Caliwood. What?
Yeah.
What?
Caliwood's
swinging.
Oh, what's up, girl?
Foundation.
tell you what's going on, Momo BZ. That's L-E-S, Mr. J. Rollin, that tight leather jacket. Last year this time, I was in Houston trying to catch up with your fat jacket wearing self. What's going on?
Hey, Caliwood.
Why is he coming with the joke hard, man?
What you doing?
You know what? You know what? I apologize. Hi, Ernest.
Did you bump your head before you came in? What you doing?
Well, you
I'm
know
sexy,
what it was? I was so excited about being on the air with you and hearing your sexiness that I got to go.
Oh, okay, there it is. Bring it back.
So let me break down my boots first.
Let me put on my boots first because you're shoveling it deep on that one.
Hey, man, shut your ass up, Michelle. Ain't somebody talking to you.
It's 2020. You know, I got to back it up. Because, you know,
back it up, girl.
J. Ryle is the
yes, baby.
Man I know.
Woo!
The
there you go, girl.
Nation. That comes yes. of things to me when he's in that leather. I think about
Woo!
Cows. I think about milking. I think about...
You say cows, I think about... okay. Thank you very much.
So many things when I think about Mr. Beige leather. But this is what I want to say is
Okay. We've had enough
Mr.
of you. Okay, answer their question there, Smarty Pants.
No,
I ain't gonna hit your ass. Answer the damn question, Smarty Pants.
All right, what's the question?
He's just gonna hit the white dude on the panel.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit him. That's right.
You're the minority here. All
right, here's the guess.
Twice over.
Yeah, whatever. Token white guy.
All right,
so here's the question, Callie.
We shall overcome.
Here's the question, Callie. You have a choice. All right? You can either... Would you prefer to have a guy that has a real nice body but a damn face that look like a buffer damn Rilla? Or would you prefer to have a guy that has a very nice face, looks very nice, but his body looks like, oh, damn? Which would you prefer?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I work out a lot, so here's the deal. I would take a brother with a nice body, and I'll put a bag on his face. Ain't no problem. You understand what I'm saying? I'll take the body as long as I can cover up the face. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me challenge Caliwood on this. Let me challenge Caliwood on this, because Caliwood, you just said you work out and you take care of yourself, and that's obvious when we look at you. You're a fine-looking woman. Why don't you get a good-looking brother with a jacked-up body and bring him to the gym with you?
Because I don't have that kind of time to work off that much back.
You got enough time to go take pictures of Vanessa Williams and Angela Bassett and everybody else out on Hollywood and Vine. You can take a brother to the gym twice a week.
Wow.
Forget that.
Here's the deal. When I'm interviewing Angela Bassett on the go, I'm not asking her has she seen her feet. What I'm trying to say is I got a 12-pack. I'm not trying to have your fat play up in my 12-pack.
You stupid.
So this is what you need to understand, that a size zero works in Hollywood and in Caliwood, and that's what I got going on. So I'm being real. I want a brother or a white guy, a swirl, a Mexican, a swirl, a Puerto Rican, whatever you are, as long as you
some
got
good
a nice
swirl.
Body.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll put a bag over your face. Matter of fact, I might tie a knot on it.
But you got to look up to that face every day.
Not if a bag is on it. You got to wear a bag every day.
You can work on a body.
Yeah, you can work on a body. It's expensive to work on the face.
It don't matter how he looks.
Exactly. As long as he's bringing it and bringing it, and I don't have blue balls,
right.
I'm good to go.
That's right.
Why would you have blue balls? Just out of curiosity.
Listen to him.
Okay, you don't think that women get frustrated by behind you whack ass dudes? Okay, here's a story, real quick. So I'm not gonna say his name. I'm gonna say Chris Abbott. He told me he had it going on for 10 years. When I finally got it to do what he had to do, he drove to the club, we come to the house, we got the roses and the champagne and everything, and he couldn't do his deal. Frustration. Yo, Mo, tell him. Women get frustrated just like dudes. We don't have a blue pill. I'm going through menopause. Do you understand what going through menopause is? When you go through menopause,
you might be going through it right this very second, Caliwood.
I know. Damn, Cali.
I'm hot.
What the hell is wrong with you? Pull up
already.
All
right. Okay, my turn.
Right. Somebody.
Wait, Jackie said it's my turn.
I know it's your turn. You got to hold that, though. Hold that, Rich Sister. We're going to get everybody's responses. So we have Ernest, Rich Sister. We have Vanessa already answered. We have Miss Terry. I can't
wait
to
say. We got J. Rollin, too. We got J Rock too, because we don't know Tory. We don't know what
Tory
is. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
that black bastard running the show.
Yeah, yeah, that guy right there. Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. All right,
I'm going to take what I can get. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, shut your ass up. All right, look, we're seven out. We'll be back after this. 347-850-1272. Oh, Jesus Christ.
The closer I get to you, the more you make me see by giving me all you've got.
Tell me more.
Ooh, yeah. Your love has captured me.
Sweeter grows, and heaven's there for those
we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice in that. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. So I'm telling you, it's gonna take you way back.
I don't want no sensitive man either.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we already know what you know. We, come on now. Well, this is you. I mean,
I just felt that I had to say that because I'm the only woman on the channel.
Well,
yeah,
come
no,
on.
I don't want a sensitive man. I do not. I want somebody to put me in a headlock.
That's my girl.
He said
she wants
to put
him
in a headlock.
I took the hell out of you. Hey, Lana, I took the hell out of you.
Well, see, I just tongue pressed 50 pounds. I just tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Tongue pressed 50 pounds.
Rewind. Find.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised. Spoken.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
And you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Rouse Show, sugar. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the network. And, of course, friends and family of the show will be able to shout out their information as well. If you're just tuning in, Michael Dunn was found guilty of 4 out of the 5 counts. Looks like they're interviewing the young man's parents right about now. So that's a story that we're definitely keeping an eye on. And you heard the announcement here live on the show. And, of course, we'll check in with Miss Terry to give us some information a little bit later in the show. But it's time to talk about what's coming up tomorrow morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network. It is the serious side of the J. Rouse Show. You damn right. We'll be talking about this and much, much more. It starts at 9 a.m. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, and my main man, Jerome Esprit, from EspritRadio.net, talking politics, talking social issues. It's intelligent conversations by ordinary people. It is the serious side, 9 a.m. Central, right here on the network. And, of course, every Wednesday, it is Who's Who's Wednesday. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show, 7:30 p.m. Central. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, BZ, and the Heezy. Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, is in the house as well.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll tell you guys. I have an announcement on that. I'll tell you guys here shortly what's going on with that. It's also Listening Lounge Wednesday, so some of the very best in neo, soul music, indie artists, come and get it right here on Wednesdays. Thursday night, it's the True Purpose Development Show with Dr. Princess Aldea. That's at 7 o'clock. Friday night, it is Ladies First Radio. Matu Adonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Rich Sister has joined that crew. Ladies, talk about some great things. It's a very good conversation, so stop in before you go to the club and listen to the ladies of Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. right here. And, of course, every Saturday at 5, it's the very best in the biz. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo BZ in the Heezy, Big Earns in the house, Vanessa hanging with us as always. And, of course, Rich Sister and Miss Terry is in the house as well. It is the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. All right, Big E, man, tell us what's happening on the Earnest Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of homosexuals over there, but it's okay. Keep your shirt on. You can listen to Earnest Radio Network 5 nights a week. All times are Eastern here. Now, on Sunday, we have our own political show called Political Gravity. It's Jane Hoffman and her new co-host, John Yoder, which I think adds a great element to the show. You don't want to miss it. They talk about the world of politics and religion and how, you know, sometimes they just don't work out well together. Monday, we listen to the best in independent music, one artist, one CD at a time. Monday at 8 p.m., that's Music Monday. Now, on Wednesday, it's our own inspirational show at 8 p.m. Eastern called Beaten Path. Jane Hoffman is back with John Yoder talking about how you can find your point of revolution and change the world around you. Now, Thursday, it's my show. One of my big fans, Rich Sister, tunes in every once in a while. It's the Earnest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. It's 2 hours of news, weather, our own listening lounge, and anything that I've got on my mind, and you ought to know it's going to be something. Now, Saturday, I am joined by the blackest and the best in the business for Saturday edition at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central. That's the crew of the TJRS Radio Network, J. Rao, Mr. Elias, Momo B., and all the usual cast of characters for the funniest show you are going to hear on radio all week long. I guarantee it. Now, you can find out all that info, our Facebook, our Twitter, and a whole lot more by going over to EarnestRadioNetwork.com. We'll see you there. Back to you, Blackie.
Thank you very much, Tito Jackson. Rich Sister, tell us about your show, baby.
You can check
unbelievable.
Out.
Unbelievable. I can't even believe it.
You can check out Thoughts for Vision Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
And speaking of Caliwood, Caliwood, talk to us, baby, about Caliwood Nation.
Caliwood. Kids, Caliwood swinging. I'm going to do it real slow for you because you guys might think I'm on crack today. So once you have to do it, you can catch me 7 days a week by going to www.cassandracalloway.com. I am live on Blog Talk Radio for Caliwood After Dark every Friday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And every Saturday, I'm live with Caliwood After Dark from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And next Saturday, I have new music artist William Barry, who comes from South Carolina State, and Bonnie Benji. So this is how we're doing in Caliwood Nation. So, hey, J. Ryle, can I borrow that leather suit?
You can have it, Caliwood. It's all yours.
It's all mine?
Ten Caliwoods in that thing, too,
well,
man.
I thought it was 15, but, you know, I think I get it.
Hey, listen, Caliwood, you're out feeding the streets. Caliwood, you're out feeding the streets like you do. You can cut up that jacket and clothe a few of them while you're at it. I'm just saying.
And put some
spread
shoes
the wealth, man. Spread the wealth.
You can cut up. Yeah.
It was funny, you fat ass. You know
it was.
Oh,
yeah, it was funny.
You know what it is? He just mad that he confused half the world.
This is our little boundary box. And we're going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
I ain't mad at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Caliwood. Are you done, Caliwood, with whatever you're doing? Are you done?
I am done. www.cassandracalloway.com. Thank you, J. Ryle.
You're the greatest of all time. God bless you and all your celebrities. All right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. All right, to kill you, the question of the day, we were asking people, it's crazy question Saturday. And the question on the table right now is this. If you had a choice, all things being equal, would you prefer someone who had a hell of a body and a damn broke-down face, or would you prefer someone who had a nice face but body was all crazy? And so far, it looks like the body is winning out, Mr. Elias. People would prefer to have that nice-looking body in bed versus, you know, rubber tub tub or whatever the hell's going on. But look, let's say hello to some people, Mr. Elias, real quick before we continue to move. Who do we have in the chat room, Big Daddy?
We got DX Chair XB in there. Of course, Ernest is in there.
What'd you say? D what?
DXJXB, that's the initials he's got in.
All right.
Ernest,
what's up? How you doing?
We got a lot of guests. Of course, the very lovely man, Mariana Music. We got Momo BZ in the heat.
Come on, Mariana. Okay.
Tammy Jones Gibbs is in there. And
oh, man. What's up, girl?
Val Cadence, I guess. That's what it is. That's how you
pronounce Vanessa.
It. Oh, that's Vanessa? Oh, nah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said, get out of here. I don't care.
Hold up. That DXJXB.
Oh, now you got Momo B started. You don't want to do this,
no,
trust me.
No, I'm just saying that DXJXB, that's my boy DJ Brian B. Yes. He's a DJ in the Bronx. good music all day long. Yes.
Oh, okay. What's up, Brian
DJ,
D?
Throw up the link to your show in the chat room so everybody can go listen to your wonderful, wonderful music. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Good
to go. All right. And you make sure you shout it out in the air as well. All right. I want to say what's up to Edna A. Hi, baby. How you doing? How you doing, girl? How you doing? Big Daddy loves you. Also want to say what's up to a Vanessa H.
Yeah.
That's listening out there. Wow. Vanessa H. from California. Hey, what's going on, girl? Also want to say what's up to Prada Woman. What's happening, Prada? Yeah. Also want to say what's up to, who's this, Larry? Larry, what's going on, man? How you doing? Appreciate you hanging out, checking out the show.
Hey, Larry.
Minister Terry. And they spell it the same way Miss Terry spelled her name. I know that can't be Miss Terry, so it must be somebody.
Hey.
Know
you know that ain't
you.
Me.
It can't be you. That
no
minister.
It ain't me.
And I'm surprised the minister's listening to the show. Father, we have sinned. Sorry, minister, but thank you so much for listening. Amy G wants me to say happy birthday to her. What's going on, sweetie? You are in Houston. Hey, let's talk after the show. And Annette
Stop
H. from Columbus, Texas. Hello. Is this Antonita? Antoinette. Oh, it's Antoinette. She's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And what's up to Coco18? Woo, from Seattle, Washington. Mwah. Kisses to all y'all. Thank you for listening. And you too can be a member of the J-Rod Show. All you got to do is call us and just say, I want to be in. 347-850-1272. We'll let you in. We need to get like a membership club or something. All right, so look, let's get around. Let's get back to the question. So, Miss Terry, you've heard the question.
Yes.
If you could have a guy that was built like Adonis, but looked like damn Flavor Flav, or a guy
Flavor Flav.
Why
you gotta say Flavor Flav?
Cause Flavor Flav look crazy.
One,
well, who else should be you?
I've seen
earlier people that Flavor Flav.
Okay, well, it's
go
whoever
ahead.
You see. Let's say that ugly people get Flavor Flav. Give us an example, though. I haven't seen too many people ugly than him.
Les, I heard that.
Did you? He's giggling. He must have said something smart. So anyway, so the other person.
That's what he said. How about that?
He said what?
He said your name. That's what he said. Someone
oh,
played him. Played him. Said Jay Ryle. I said I heard
okay.
that.
Oh yeah. So anyway, so this person has a face that looks very well, nice looking guy, but has a body like Mr. Elias. Which one would you prefer?
if he got a body like Mr. Elliott,
he
look good.
Mr. Elliott's got titties,
I mean,
though. Mr. Elliott's got
titties. We can both go to the gym. See, the problem with all that is you can't really
yes.
fix an ugly face unless you got some money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, you can fix teeth and stuff like that, but you can't fix ugly. You can't fix
ugly.
You can
fix teeth.
You
can't fix the nose if it's on the side of the face.
Yeah, you can't fix ugly.
That's
you can't
true,
get the conjoined twin removed right away.
If I gotta look at you and we gotta take pictures and all that kind of stuff and you ugly, that's just not. you gotta see.
You gonna be taking pictures together.
You can't really put him on your Facebook. You can't say this is my boo. You can't do nothing.
Oh, she said we gotta take pictures.
Oh my
damn! Wow, that's funny.
He's together. You better have some money.
You know. You can't do a selfie. Talk about, oh, this is me and my boo. You'd be like, oh, wait a minute. I can't really put him on Facebook. I can't let nobody know about it. No. That's all right. I'm good on that.
Additional compensation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying you can take a picture and you can make a picture look like you ain't fat. So we can work on that. We can work on your body.
Well, can someone show Jay Ryle how to do that? Because he is failing miserably at it.
But if you're talking, then if you're talking about 1,000 pounds, 2,000 pounds, then that's a little too big. But,
2,000 pounds, you know, people ain't even getting out of the house. How are you gonna go take a picture with them?
You get out of the house all the time, Ernest. How do you do it? What forklift do you use,
you're
fat
saying,
boy?
Pounds, you fat black bastard. How about that?
So, you know, I like
out of my house,
know, all right? Hey.
This ain't Springer or TLC. Ain't nobody cutting me out of my house.
Anyway, Miss Terry, before you
I may have to walk sideways out the door, but I'm getting out of
here. Oh, sorry, Miss Terry. You said that you deal with a pretty face. You can work on the body. But you say your boobs,
yeah,
he tore from the neck up.
Because first of all, if you're a little overweight, that means you like to eat. I like to eat. So, therefore, I'm not going to go to health food places to eat or whatever. I want to eat. If he's going to cook, he's going to cook good. He's big. He's going to cook good. So, we cute. You cute.
He's got his way around the kitchen.
There you go.
All right. All right. Sounds like you heard.
Fat, black, and happy.
That's
all you need in life.
All right. So, good. All right. So, now, I'll answer the question here. I'd rather have a damn body. To hell with all that mess. To hell with that. Oh, I'm sorry, Rich Sister. Let's ask Rich Sister. I'm sorry, because Rich Sister, you know, you just don't have a man. I just kind of always forget about you in these types of questions. So, all right.
He didn't ask.
Pass the sauce. Let me help you out. Pass the sauce.
Pass the sauce. Who's pass the sauce?
Sarge.
Oh, you want? Oh, she said she wants Sergeant Smith. Go on, girl. Oh, damn. Rich Sister said, damn that. I don't care if we have ugly babies. I just want to be satisfied while we're making ugly babies. Oh, damn.
I want Pastor Stark.
She want Pastor who? You lose me, Rich Sister.
I'm missing the joke, if there is one.
Yeah, I'm missing it too. She yelled it loud like we're supposed to laugh. We just don't know what you're saying. How about if you fix that raggedy freaking mic of yours? so we can all laugh together. Okay, thank you, Rich Sister. God bless you. All right, there it is. All right. There it is, as always. So Rich Sister says she wants back the dog. Whatever that is. But, yes, she can have it. Whatever that was. All right, so let me tell you something. I got to have the body, baby. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. I got to have. I can't be running around. Because me and Miss Elias know a female. And you know what? I'm not going to put her name out there. But we know a female. But she put the right damn makeup on, that joke look like Farrah Fawcett. So, hey, I'm rolling.
No. Hell no.
Does she look like the Joker without the makeup?
You lying. You
no,
lying.
Because you even said she don't look. Hey, man, she don't look that bad. She don't look that bad. I'm like, yes, she does.
Yeah.
In the dark.
See, you catch it at the right angle. You catch it at the right angle, bro.
Never saw the daylight.
Hey, look here, baby. Hey, you catch it the right angle. That's my point. We just be hanging out at night. We be like vampires.
Fair Fawcett. What year, Fair Fawcett?
Go.
Really?
Oh, that's a good one. We'll be hanging out at night, baby. We'll be hanging out at night. All right, so let me see. We didn't ask Ernest, did we? Let's ask. I'm sorry, Ernest. We missed you. All right, let's ask you, Ernest. I'm equal opportunity guy.
You didn't ask the gay white guy. I got it.
We know you're gay. We know you're white. Do you need to make the announcement? We really don't give a damn. How about that?
No. Go ahead and ask the question. I want to see how you set this up. Ask the question.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How am I going to set this up? All right, here we go. Yeah, it's easy. All right, Ernest, once again, you can have a dude with a body like Michael Sam, the linebacker, the young kid. But his damn
face. He's good looking, man.
Look like damn Nick, damn Nolte. After Beverly Hills Cop. After 48 hours. Nick Nolte, that guy.
I was going to say 48 hours, yeah.
Yeah, 48 hours. Or you can have a guy that looks like Bradley Cooper, but he has a body like Earthquake, the comedian.
Now that is so not fair, because you have made this into a fat thing, not just a jacked up body. like he's got a trick leg or something. Now you've made like a 500-pound big black buffalo gorilla thing.
So you got it. So which way are you going, Big Daddy?
Man, I do like that Bradley face, though. But I don't know, man. That's tough. I don't want no fat mother sucker up in it. I don't mind somebody chubby because I'm chubby, but I don't need somebody like I have to get a bigger bed just to get them in here. Because I don't know if I'm going to get them out.
Damn.
I can roll over and kill my other cat. But it's like, have you seen Muffin? You've seen some muffins, but you haven't seen the cat muffin. Cat comes out all sideways, hissing and sniffing. I don't know. I'm going to, if it comes down to some big old, like, you got to get a 4x4 to get this mother sucker around town, I'm going to have to go for the jacked up face and just go for the good body, man. Because, you know, gay people, we can put a little gay spray on some stuff, and we can fix some people up. You know, we can make some people over. So, you know, I can cut, I'm a hairstylist, I can cut his hair. I can put some sunglasses on him and give him some chapstick and, you know, clean up
still
a few things. So I'm going to go with the good looking, I'm going to go with the better body.
Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, you know, what, six of one, half dozen of the other, you know, as long as you can do it. Sex to sex, and in the dark, I ain't got to look at him. It's like, put your face in the pillow. Let me get my business going. I ain't got to look at you to do that. I love you. I got to love you, but you got to pay attention to the headboard, not me, okay? Look that way. Look over there. Look over there. Got it.
Well, obviously, Ernest, you don't have to look at him straight in the face while you got him in the bed.
It depends. I can look somebody straight in the face and feel like sex with them. I don't know what you're doing. But not everybody is on all fours, Miss Terry. Let me tell you that right now. I'm looking somebody straight in the eye when I'm all up in it. Let me tell you something. When I'm getting up in them guts, I'm going to look right at him. It ain't no forward and backwards nonsense going on. We're looking right at him. Just
we
like
ask
you
about
Otis.
Escapades. Answer the damn question.
Just like you do with Otis, I'm going to look right at him.
Okay. Thank you, Ernest. So Ernest sounds like he wants to go.
Oh,
after
my,
all,
though,
all that crap.
You keep laughing it up over there, Miss Terry. I'm going to get you.
Oh, God, it's funny. All right, we're going to set about another question coming up on the other side. It's our show, 347-850-1272.
We declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Hi, I'm Jay from The Jay Ryle Show, and it's time for another edition of This Day in Black History. Brought to you by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Let's do this.
All right, here we go.
Today is February 15th, and on this day in 1968, Henry Louis becomes the first African-American to lead a symphony in the U.S. On this day in 1965, Nat King Cole dies from lung cancer. And on this day in 1961, U.S. and African nationalists protesting the slaying of Congo Premier Patrice Lumumba disrupts U.N. sessions. This Day in Black History is brought to you by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Make sure you tune in all month long for this most captivating series. I'm Jay Rao. And until next time, we'll see you on This Day in Black History. Take care.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. Oh, yeah.
are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I'm my 40, homie.
Man, I got mind control over Debo. He be like, shut the fuck up. I be quiet, but when he leave, I be talking again.
Man, my grandmama gave me that chain. Man, my grandmama gave me that chain.
Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. He gonna cry in the car.
It is Saturday.
We are gathered here today on this sorrowful occasion to say goodbye to the dearly departed. He was dearly and he has departed. Thus, that's why we call him the dearly departed. In other words, the nigga dead. And if you think we gonna bury you with them diamonds and shit on, you got another thing coming.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
D-
damn right. 347-850-1272 J Ryle Show. As we begin to descent, folks, we just have one set left. A few minutes left in the show. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. LES. He is up in this building. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Who you with? Momo Beezy in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Power to my people. Power to my people.
Big Earn's up in this thing. What's up, Ernest?
Let the drummer get wicked, wicked. I like it. You got a little Chuck D in there. I like that.
I like that, too, Big Daddy. Miss Terry's up in this thing. What's up, girl?
Hey, I just read that, Momo. Hey.
Hey.
Rich sister's in the house. Wait for it.
Hello.
Hey.
Look, she's disgusting.
Yeah,
hello.
Attitude problem. Hello.
You pissing her off now.
And of course, Vanessa Ness up
yeah,
in this thing. Vanessa Ness. What's up, girl?
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Your sister said you are pissing her off.
Huh? Whatever. The question of the day. crazy question Saturday.
So mean.
First question on the table was, if you had an opportunity to date a person that either, to be with a person either had a great body, ugly face, or great face, ugly body, which would you prefer? Looks like the body has won out. We're going to put that one to bed. Here's the next question. Mr. Elias, I'm telling you, dog.
Let the drummer get wicked.
All right, Mr. Elias, here's the next question.
One, two, three.
All right, here we go. Would you prefer to be, if you had a choice, you had to be one of the two. Would you prefer to be blind, or would you prefer to be wheelchair bound? So, in other words, your legs or your eyes. If you had a choice, which way would you go?
Wow.
Philly is like neither.
If I don't have my legs, all my extremities working down there.
I'm sorry?
All my
what'd you say?
Working
got
down
his ding-a-ling. That's what he's worried about. He's worried about his ding-a-ling.
Oh, ding-dong sandwich still working.
I
imagine
in
so.
The way. Negro.
I don't know
that
for sure.
Can he perform? He wants to know, can he still perform?
Well, I don't know.
Can
I
he
imagine?
Still hit that Momo Beezy?
You're just going to be like sitting there. They're going to be doing
it's
all the work. But yeah, I think you still got it.
Is there any fillings in
your ding-dong sandwich? Yeah, we'll go ahead and get you that, Mr. Elias. Yeah, your ding-dong sandwich still has fillings in it. Nasty bastard.
I think I go to the no-C-D-E-F-G?
The what?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Okay. I think
I'm going to be blind. Well, if it in the world, older living Negro.
What? So you'd rather be blind?
Yeah, I think I'm going with the blind thing.
Why? Or walk? Wow. That is, wow. Okay. Ernest, let me ask you, bro. Would you rather be blind or you couldn't walk?
Oh, that's tough, but I think I'd have
that's
to
tough.
Go with what Mr. Elias said.
You'd rather be blind, too? Oh.
Even though you're blind, you can still be independent. I see blind people walking around all the time, getting on the bus, doing the things they do. It ain't your time to answer the question. This is my answer. Ernest is trying to answer the question. Ernest has something to say.
She can say one word, so shut up, Ernest. How about
word.
That?
That's all I said, one word. That's
okay, Ernest is trying to answer the question.
Okay, answer the damn question then.
Hurry up, because I'm getting sick.
You
well,
spit on somebody when you do that too. Damn, girl, say it. Don't
let's
spread.
Just stop the world. Let her off. No, I'd
say,
rather, I think
spread.
I'd rather go with the blindness because I can still be independent. I can still do the things that I want to do.
Wow.
Just, you
all
know,
right,
maybe
okay.
A little bit different. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to go.
What do you
want to
do?
Right,
I
you can't do
nothing
you want to do. He's a painter. He's an artist. You can't paint when you're blind, baby. You can't paint if you're blind.
Hey, listen.
Okay.
Beethoven was deaf
Momo
and wrote
B.
some of his best
Momo
music
B.
after Beethoven.
We didn't say deaf.
Don't tell me I can't do something.
Momo B, baby.
Don't speak that negativity over me. I'm going to have to rebuke you.
Momo
B. So, okay, Momo B, would you rather be blind or couldn't walk?
No, I gotta see. I got to see where I'm going. I got to see what I'm doing. I got to see the sun. I got to see the people. I got to see my babies. I got to see the cars in the road. I got to see everything I want to see. And in the wheelchair, I can just sit. I can pop wheelies. I can be spinning.
You moving. Oh, my God. She said pop wheelies. Oh, my God.
I got to see.
Going through ShopRite on two wheels. I can see that heifer doing it now.
I got to see, baby. I got to see.
Okay. All right. So you have to see. All right. Gotcha. All right, Miss Terry. You have the choice, baby. Either you are blind or you can't walk. Which one would you deal with?
I would deal with being in a wheelchair. I could not see. I couldn't see my baby. That's right. Hello?
Oh, well,
see, all y'all with kids
look like,
are going to answer that way. Those of
look
us
like
without
could,
kids, you know, it's a different
look
story.
Look like she couldn't see with the button to push. Press the wrong button, she's gone. Okay, she'll be back. All right, Vanessa.
Oh, my God. Did she hang up?
That's not working for us so far. Vanessa, if you had a choice,
she
baby.
She dropped the mic and left.
Yeah, hey, would you prefer to be blind or would you prefer not to be able to walk?
Something can be my leg. I need to see.
Yeah.
Oh.
I need to be able to.
This is amazing to me.
I need to be able to see my grandchildren and see my husband and my family growing old and see what God has put with the weather. I want to see. I don't necessarily have to be able to walk because I see too many people in the airport in wheelchairs.
Yeah. 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 Okay. All right. So she wants to be able to see. All right. Miss Terry's back. Miss Terry, would you like to finish your thought before your raggedy servers went out?
Yeah, right.
Shut up. What is your raggedy, whatever this is, blog called?
It's your raggedy cricket phone. That's what it is, Heifer. Don't blame it on somebody else.
I don't have a cricket phone, boy.
I always want to blame the phone and say,
oh, I got
cricket.
Your boy hanging.
That's a,
I
hey,
got your
boy,
boy
is
a
white racist
word. Let's talk a little bit.
According to Michael Evans. All right, so yes.
I love Miss Terry so much.
Yes, I would like to be in a wheelchair because
I'm gonna put you in
one. I can still have sex in the wheelchair.
It's gonna be hard.
That's
why you lift your ass and turn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
If I'm blind, I can't see who I'm having sex with.
Just like when you're at the Freedom Club, huh?
You can't
it's
see
the same
what,
thing.
You can't see it. You don't know what's coming. You don't know
same
nothing. You're going to be all shocked and surprised. No.
You know what, J. Ryle?
Yes, Ernest.
J. Ryle, I think if somebody chooses to be blind, that whole first question is taking care of itself now. That first question, if you're blind... That first question doesn't solve itself. You ain't got to worry about anyone.
You're nuts. All right, Rich Sister, which would you prefer, Rich Sister? Would you want to walk or be able to see?
I would want to be able to see.
Yeah.
She's still got a show to produce for Caliwood, you know.
Last call coming up, you stupid.
She got to see the switchboard.
See, men, we pass gas, you know. We can't do this shit in front of people, though. You're going to do that shit in front of your boy. Women can't pass no gas at all. Oh, women pass gas, you'll cuss their fucking ass out. Especially on the first date. Hey, baby, you having a good time? Nasty bitch. Thinking ass bitch. What happened to that girl? I ain't gonna see that skunk motherfucker no more, man. Bitch spotted all in my car and shit. What type of shit is this? I don't care how fine she is. She farting your car, you mad. And she ain't tell you. That's the worst thing somebody can do is fart, don't tell you. And you getting ready to talk. Man, thinking about it.
Hello?
sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, we have 3 minutes to wrap this thing up. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show so far. All right, so listen, who we did not get as far as being able to walk or see? Vanessa said she'd rather have her eyes. Miss Celia said he and Ernest said they'd rather be blind. Oh, I can't do that. Bobo B said,
we can't look at your big butt.
Hey, bro, no, I can't. No, I got to be able to see, though. I got to be able to see.
I got to see.
I mean, because people in wheelchairs,
so
they play tennis.
Paid right.
They play basketball. They do all types of things, bro. If you are blind, I mean, you're very limited to what you can do. Really, if you think about
Ray
it.
Charles was. Ray Charles
okay,
was.
But Ray, okay, all right. But Ray Charles didn't have a choice. I bet you if you asked him, he'd have said, hey, I'd rather not be able to walk than this mess. I can't see nothing. I got to feel on wrists. Hell no. Nah. I'd rather see something. Nah, hell no, nah, man. Come on. Think about that for a second.
Be blind, not walk, and not walking your ding dong sandwich don't work.
Hold up, your ding dong sandwich do work.
Yep. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. Say it doesn't work.
It does too.
It does
work.
Say it doesn't
work.
Say
it doesn't work.
Oh, you
say
it doesn't work.
Work.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait to change my answer.
What
did
you
mean,
Jay?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, there's not more to life.
Huh?
Because
it's more to life.
He said, isn't there more to life?
1 minute left.
No, Mr. It is.
Of course it's not.
Hey, my sister said, look, that's how I'm living my life right now. So, hey, I know I can get old like that. Sex ain't every damn thing. Hey, let me tell you something. If my ding dong sandwich wasn't working, I don't know now. I had to change my answer. I got to think about that, Mr. Elias. You know what? I still think
about it, huh?
I think I would prefer to be able to see. There's so many things in life that you can see and experience. I can't be blind, bro. That's
whatever the answer is, so my ding dong works, that's my answer. Whatever it is, that's my answer. Feel and give and get what I need, that is my answer. Whatever. You can take a couple toes if you want to. I don't care. I'll walk in as long as I get laid. I don't care. I walk in circles as long as someone is giving me a glass once in a while.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Omaha, where police are looking for two sisters, 12-year-old Zianne and 10-year-old Lakeisha Sisel. They were last seen at their home near North 78th Street and Sorison Parkway around 8 p.m. on Friday. Zianne, 5'5", weighing 130 pounds, might be wearing a black coat. Her sister Lakeisha, she's 5'6", she's also 130 pounds, and she might be wearing a red coat. The girls have not been in contact with their family or friends since they were last seen. Anyone with information as to their whereabouts is asked to call police at 402-444-5818. That number once again is 402-444-5818. We pray for the safe return of these beautiful sisters, and we ask that you keep their family in your prayers. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me?, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information there. Or you can go to our Facebook page on the TGRS Radio Network, put the information there for all to see, or you can send me a private message on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J-Rao, or send us an email at thejrileshow@live.com. That's the J-R-I-L show. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And until next time, I'm J. Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Where we focus our attention on missing people of color. And until next time, take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Or the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America Missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it's been a fun show. We are down to 3 minutes. Everyone has 15 seconds to say goodnight. Ladies first, Rich Sister, final thoughts.
Take care and good night.
Thank you very much. See, I love that. All right, Miss Terry, final thoughts.
My final thought is he murdered a child and they just let him, they did not get him for murder. Just remember that.
Oh, we're going to remember that. We're
even
talk
though,
about it tomorrow,
even though of what we got, just remember, they're saying they don't believe he murdered a child when he did.
Yeah.
Didn't they get him for second degree murder? Wasn't he guilty of second degree?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him. All right.
Wasn't
yeah.
he guilty
okay.
of second degree?
But
he,
yeah,
he wasn't guilty,
second
guilty
degree.
Of murder. He was not guilty of murdering a child. He was. He, they
yeah.
couldn't get him on that. So you just
yeah.
remember that.
Not we yet. Will. All right. Momo B, baby. Final thoughts, quick.
Okay. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. He's going to jail where he belongs. I'm happy.
Good.
You can put a
Absolutely.
Stamp on it however you want. The stamp is there. That's what I'm talking about. He's going to jail because I was nervous. I was nervous. So he's going to jail. That's all I need. Call him
there
you
go.
As long as he got
right.
out the next how many years behind bars, I'm good. I'm good.
Thank
I
you,
really
you.
Am.
All right, Vanessa, final thoughts.
Grateful to have new friends. Y'all have a wonderful week. Be blessed, and I'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Love you, girl. All right, Ernest, final thoughts.
I saw this quote before this whole Michael Sam thing and your Wednesday show popped up. It's from the actor Morgan Freeman, who we all love. He said, "I hate the word homophobia. It's not a phobia. You're not scared. You're just an asshole." That's my final thought. Y'all have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time.
Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts, dog.
Thank you for coming on. God bless. Good night.
All right, folks.
Short
well, listen, and my final thought is, listen, family, once again, the family of Brenda Reese, God bless. They had her going home party this past week, and, you know, once again, what a shock that she passed away of cancer. And also, that young man's birthday
Ooh.
Was murdered. His birthday is tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Wow. So,
would have been
Mr. Elias, man, can we shut this damn thing down, dog?
By all means, let's shut her down.
Hey, the man has spoken. Oh, one last thing. I want to say what's up to T. Spence. Kings of the Morning, his new girl. Oh, damn, that girl. When I tell you
Ooh.
That girl is fine, Lord, have
wow.
mercy, Jesus.
Yes,
Woo!
Yes,
I'll
yes.
be showing up on Kings
oh,
of the
man.
Morning more often. I'll be showing up more often. Google it, Google it. Hey, congratulations to you too, baby. All right, we got to go, man. All right, so for Mr. Elliott. So for Ernest, Miss T, Momo BZ, Vanessa, Rich Sister, I'm J. Ryle. God bless. Enjoy your week. We'll see some of you tomorrow. If not, we'll check you on Wednesday. Peace and hair grease.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.